V'hoya kisavay al haaretz. The Rechaim HaKadosh writes, V'hoya is Lashon Simcha. We know Chazal say V'hoya is Lashon Simcha, V'ayihi is Lashon Tsar. I just saw this morning in Shul, where I dive, and there's always a Svarim, put money in the Pushka by Svarim stand. And there's a sefer called V'hoya V'hi Sheva Torah. And I looked at it, he's Mefarish all the times in the Torah where it says V'hoya. And what's the Kavana? Why it's Lashon Simcha? And all the places it says V'ayihi, why it's Lashon Tsar? He goes through the whole Torah. Because ain l'smoyach ela b'yeshivas eretz Yisrael. What's not yitachin? The person should be b'simcha if he's in chutz laaretz. He quotes the pasuk Oz yimalei schayk pinu. Oz, when you make it to eretz Yisrael, then a person is b'simcha. Eich efshel l'smoyach b'chutz laaretz. We had it. I think it was in Parshas Ekev. The pasuk says v'hoyim shachoyach tishkach es Hashem alekecha. What's the simcha? The pshat is the pshat. If you're going to forget to be b'simcha, Rachman Amitzlan, Tishkech Es Hashem Alikech. A person has to know that Ikra Avoyda, Avada, B'prat by Elul, is to be b'simcha. Shtendik b'simcha, right? It says later by the Hemshech of the Parsha, by the Bekurim, V'samachta b'chol atoiv, Nochash tikolo, Oy Rechaim HaKadosh, Abavusta Rechaim HaKadosh. I don't know if the song came first, or Rechaim came first, but Im hayu b'nei adam argishim, the Mesikas Varev is Tiva Torah, Hayim Shtagim Acharea, Vlay Yechoshev Beineim, Vlay Oilam Kesev is of the Muma, Ki Atoira Kailel, Es Kol Atoiva Shev Oilam. Mufursim Dikar Rechaim HaKadosh. We know the Igle Tal writes in the Hagdoma, people think that maybe learning with Simcha, learning with a Geshmak, is Efshar Astira to the Lishma, it's a felt of the Lishma. He says, no, Adrabah, Dos is the Lishma, mit the Geshmak. Torah B'Simcha, with the Geshmak, that's about the That's about the tzura, how a person should be like the simcha. At the end of the parsha, we're going to come back, but at the end of the parsha, we know at the end of the teichacha, tachas asher lo yavart es Hashem alekecha b'simcha v'tuv leiva. I'm very good pasuk. That the whole teichacha, the tzadik has klolus with the whole geshichter, is because lo yavart es Hashem alekecha b'simcha v'tuv leiva. And kipshuti means not that you weren't oivit, right? It was Oyvid, but Oyvid below Simcha, and after them come the ganze Teichacha, Gefer l'chazach, how could it be? There's various pshatim. There's one pshat, Rav Chaim Vital brings from Darizal, Meiroiv Koil. A person has to know that every time he does any mitzvah, to realize one mitzvah is Eschar b'hai al-Malekah, because even millionim, even a tremendous amount of alfei dinaris of a kesef is not shoveh for one mitzvah. So if a person does every mitzvah realizing the immense chashivas and yoikir of it, that itself lets him be b'simcha. There's another pshat though that it's tachas asher le'avaret es Hashem alekecha b'simcha. Tachas means look underneath. Why are you not being oivet es Hashem b'simcha? What's lying underneath that's the cause of that? And b'derech klal, it's a chesaron of emunah and betochen. If a person has emunah and betochen, b'kutche b'richu, so then b'teva, he's b'simcha, he knows that he's soymech al bari olam, only dafka when it's not, then it's teichacha, then it's yelech imay b'keri. Then he says, you think it's just without me, and it's just teva? So then altaka, you'll go like b'teva. But at kama, that a person would dig under and realize that's the nakuda, then he's able to be b'simcha. There's the parasha Bikurim. What's the yisoid of Bikurim? Avada, there's two halakim to the parsha. There's the Havas Bikurim, which is be'etzim not in this week's parsha. Even in the Sefer Achinuch, he tells it up. The mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, Reishis Bikuri Admos Latavi, is in Parshas Mishpatim and Kisisa. And over here is the din of Mikra Bikurim. We know this. Gansa Sugis in Mesechta Bikurim, in the Erste Perek. There are times when a person taka has a din of maybe the ene kaira. But there are klal, you do both. It's two different mitzvahs, but you do both. Maybe the kaira. Sometimes it's maybe the ene kaira, then there's also ene maybe the ene kaira. There's gansa gedorim about zen. But what's the nakuda of bikurim? The nakuda merkazis, there's a few different nakudas. There's a nakuda of emuna, first of all. A person is choyrish, vizereya, and laiteya, and peiris comes, and he thinks he did everything. He did. Bikurim comes to show you the lahagdir as amuna, that it's really akol meita yizbarach. That's maybe the Havas Bikurim, but the Mikra Bikurim is Tulei Akoras HaToiv. Akoras HaToiv. And Leila Seder. On Leila Seder, the Rambam says, Kalamar Bilasaper Bidrash Parshazu Hareze Meshubach. The Hainu that the Tzura, how Klal Yisrael the Doiris, when we say the centerpiece of Magen, there's a whole bunch of Hagdamas, there's Manashtana, the Meyinu, Arbabonim, a whole bunch of things. But in the center, apart from the oil, start saying it quickly, so you get interrupted. I'm tired from the Kindleach, but it's the Hamodas Advarim is the Psukim in Parshas Bikurim. And the Mela, then we requote the Psukim and Shmoy Zayir Bab Shalom that are appropriate to that. But the centerpiece is with the Mikra Bikurim. Why? Because Mikra Bikurim is Hakaras HaToiv. And that's Avada the Chilik of Leila Seder as opposed to the Gansiyar. Gansiyar is Emuna. Leila Seder is Hakaras HaToiv. So you manage the Psukim of Hakaras HaToiv. But there's another Nakuda also. Emes, it's a Pella. The Eberst is asking you to give the Bikurim, which the Rashis, which a Bailam, the Bala Soda, the Etzim has a Chavivis to that Rashis. To him, the Rashis is Bazunder. And you're telling him to give it to the Kohen. It's not worth it to the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't care. To the Kohen, Machnish can chilik that it's a racious. Why? It's a chaval. Give him a different te'eno. Give him a different reminder. To you, it's the racious. And to Yen, it's anyways not. To the Kohen, it's anyways not a chashivus. Now, the pshat is, Rachman Aliba Boy, the Rabbanu Shalom wants you to give him, it's not just the payers. He wants you to give him the heart. He wants you to be in his battle to him. That's why a chelik of the Seder Havo is also the Hishtachavisa. That's what I'm talking about. Hishtachavoya represents total Hizbatlus. Total Hizbatlus. That's a part of the process. So we said that there's an akud in Bikurim, the Emuna. And we said there's an akud in Bikurim, Vakoras HaToiv. There's another nekud also, though, biter on this kasha that to the Kohen Machdash Kechilik, why do you have to give the first one? Gzeres Melech. Kach Gozer HaToyre, that's what you do. We're holding already Halb Elul. It's Halb Tishrei already. It's already halfway. We're at Fendeg. You know, there's a Rambam, famous Rambam. The Rambam says, Afal Pishet Kiyas Shoifer Gzeres Melech Remez Yesh B'Dover. But where does he say that? He says it in Hilchas Tshuva. Says in Hilchas Tshuva, in Hilchas Shofar it's Gzeiras Melech, and even in Hilchas Tshuva he bavarns, it's Gzeiras Melech. Rabbis Yesh B'Davar or Yisheni Mishin Aschem, but the Eretz is up to realize we're doing as Gzeiras Melech. Bikurim also with all the other Inyanim also, it's Gzeiras Melech. But at the other end, the aspect of Hakaras HaToiv, it's a fascinating thing when we do the Mikra Bikurim, which is like we're saying is a Hakaras HaToiv, a biti of Hakaras HaToiv. You start a Rami Adiravi, meaning Hakaras HaToiv, you don't focus just on a detail of that, you focus on that. You look at the larger picture, you start all the way from the beginning, you reanalyze everything that's been happening to you, both from Kloli and both from Prati, and you put all that into the Hakaras HaToiv. I saw from Rabbi Victor Miller Zatzal, tonight the Mishtatef. There's Avigdor, but Rabbi Victor Miller, he writes, he says, you know, the Gemara says, Tich l'shana v'kil l'seah, toch l'shana v'bir chayseah. If a person wants the brachas for the next year, about a basic thing is to give Hakaras HaToiv on the previous year. It's ma'akev. If you ma'akir toiv on kol ha'toivis shegmalonu on the previous year, that's the basis taka to get the epsha the brachas of the next year. Now, I saw a very interesting ha'ara in the Emes Liyakov from Yaakov Kamenetsky. I want to tell on a Nakuda. We have over here in the beginning of the parasha, we have Mikra Bikurim. And right after that, you have another parasha. It's called Vidoy Maestris. Vidoy Maestris is that you give a Vidoy that you were mafresh all the Trumas and Maestris of the previous years, and you have to be Mavarit from the bias. It's called Vidoy Maestris. Now, Lechair, it's no connection, the two things. There's Mikra Bikurim, and there's Vidoy Meiser, but Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky shtells that we see the Kama Inyonim, that it looks like there's an Irbuvio between the two. The Rambam, in Hilchas Meiser Sheni, when he brings Vidoy Meiser, he says, Osisi kechol asher tzivisoni, and it's samachti, you have to be mabish, the Mishnah says, you mabish that you're sameach with that, and then he says, Shenemar, the Rambam writes, Shenemar v'samachta b'chol atoiv. No, v'samachta b'chol atoiv is a mikra bikurim. And then another time, the Rambam writes in Hilchas, in Sefer HaMitzvahs by Bikurim, he says, when you do Mikra Bikurim, there's also an Indian besides saying Hakaras HaToiv and everything to be Mavakish on the Osset to get more. Shenemar! Hashkifa Memoyin Kotshecha. That's by Vidoy Meiser. And a few other things also. There's an Erbuvi of the two things. Lachar, it's two different parshias. I saw that Daskenim first, he says, Mikra Bikurim is Bekol Ram. V'Anisa V'Amarta. Vidoy Meiser is Bekol Namach. You know, it doesn't say V'Anisa V'Amarta. But on a few things we see that it's connected. It's even more though. The Rambam calls it vidoy bikurim. In Hilchus Bikurim, mitzvahs esek lehisvadosh, when you bring the bikurim. Mikra bikurim is called vidoy. We know it's called vidoy maisris. But the din of mikra bikurim is also called vidoy. The Rambam calls it vidoy. Fretman chesena for the Turi Evan. Rabbi Yaakov brings it. Why is it called vidoy? Who state that it's called vidoy? It's vidoy maisris. What is it? Mikra bikurim and vidoy maisris. What's the sprach vidoy bikurim? Now the emes is, don't fall into the trap. It's in first Mishnah bikurim. The Mishnah compares Meiser, Bikurim, and Truma and contrasts them and says what Meiser and Bikurim has in common that Truma doesn't, what Meiser and Truma has in common that Bikurim doesn't. A whole Seder Mishnah is. And on the list of the various things, the Mishnah says, Ha Meiser v'ha Bikurim tu'unin vidui. But many Mishnah learn it means that just like by Meiser, this vidui Meiser to say that you did the Meiser, Bikurim also has a vidui. Like to say that you did the Bikurim. Not the din of Rami Abirab. Abba Vai says the Ramamans know that the Amir of Arami Aviravi is called a Vidui. What's the Taich that it's called Vidui? Another Nakudit is a Hara. There's a Sugya in Baba Basra, Taf, Pealef. Baba Basra Daf Pei Aleph is very chaviv in my mishpacha. Avi Meir Mishlita, many, many years ago, started learning Daf Yomi in Tofshin Mem, I think it was, 1980. And he started Daf Yomi, it was Baba Basra Daf Pei Aleph. So Avada, every time when he gets to Baba Basra Daf Pei Aleph, that's the time he makes a Siyam on Shas. He made his sixth Siyam, makes the Cheshmer, that's 44 years ago. And this was, Daf Yomi is up to the Baba Basra Daf Pei now, that's what it is this week. So it's the sugya in Baba Basra Daf Pei Aleph is about Bikurim. What's mavur there is the Gemara brings the Mishnah Bikurim. Hakoyne shnei ilonois mevi ve'enei kairi. If someone only buys two trees, he doesn't say mikra Bikurim, because you only do mikra Bikurim if you actually are a Baal HaSodet. If you stamazay buy fruits in a fruit store, or even fruits off the tree, or even a tree, you're not chayvi Bikurim, only if you're a Baal HaSodet. And the Mashal, as the sugya really there explains, if you buy only one tree, then avad, you don't even bring Bikurim. If you buy two trees, but there's a sheet. If you buy two trees, maybe the ain't kari. If you buy three trees, then we say no. That means that's including the karka. Then you're a bala karka. Then it's adom hashem satali, and you say maybe the kari. What's the type that when you buy two trees, it's maybe the ain't kari? Chayra. If by one tree you bechal on all the field, you don't even bring the korm at all. The Gemara says because it's a suffix. By one tree for sure you don't own karka. By three trees bevada you do own karka, and then it's maybe the kari. By shnei lonois, it's a suffix. Since it's a suffix, so mitzad echad you maybe, mitzad sheni ain't a kairi. Frakti Gemara, why ain't a kairi? Just it's psukim. Just say the psukim. So the Gemara says it looks like a sheker. If you're saying it with the official protocol, if you're saying kriyas bikurim, you can't do. Frakti achrayim, listen to someone else. Shnei koina. There's another guy that's bringing bikurim. That's maybe the kairi. Chach listen and be yaitzu with shnei koina. The Gemara says no, maybe the ain't a kairi. So Kenzai, we said before, Mikra Bikurim needs koil rum. There's right in the Achrayim that some things that need to be koil rum, you don't have Shemeya Koina on Mikra Bikurim. Another horror though is the Gemara says, let's just say it like it's Psukim in the Torah. Is it actually Psukim in the Torah? I saw Vaita there in the Ebes Liakiv, he tells an interesting thing. What's the first words of Arami Avidavi? Of Mikra Bikurim, sorry. Arami Avidavi. Frankly, it's the middle of a Pasuk. The pasuk starts ve'anisa. You don't say those words, right? The pasuk says ve'anisa v'amart lefnei Hashem alikecha. What do you say? Quote Arami Ayvid Avi v'chol. What's the last words in Mikra Bikurim? Va'ata hivesi ve'hiven al makam hazeh. Va'ata hine hivesi esreishes pri adam shenasat li Hashem. End of Mikra Bikurim. The pasuk continues v'hinachti lefnei Hashem alikecha. You don't say those words. Frater Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky kol psuka dole paske moisha anam lepaskina. There's a din. You're not allowed to say chetzi psukim. In Pesukei Torah, you have to say a pasuk b'shleimus. Mikra Bikurim, the tchilas pasuk Arami Aviravi starts in the middle of the pasuk, and the last words of Espri Adam Hashem Asatali Hashem ends the mikra, and then the pasuk continues. V'inafte. How do you say half a pasuk? It says a very big chiddush. He says it's not psukim, it's not Torah, it's Mikra Bikurim. It's a bear. Mikra Bikurim. Egin Gedarim. How is the Torah? You don't have to make brachas Torah before you say. It's half a pasuk. You could say it. He has a kasha, you know. Mikra Bikurim, you have to say it from the... You know, like, Dvorim Shebeksav, Yeter Hashem Emel Alpeh. You have to say... You have to say Mikra Bikurim from a ksav. See, interesting. He brings this. It's a Mefurash Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Misha Eini Yodeyam Likris, someone that doesn't know how to read, Makar on the fun of. And the Mishnah Rishonim, one of the Mefurashim, one of the Achronim, that I'm a Farsh, the Mishnah, says, it's talking about a guy that doesn't even know how to read. Forget about a guy that doesn't know it professionally. He doesn't know how to read. Because anyways, you have to say Mitech HaKsav. So it means he doesn't know how to read, so someone else reads it for him. For Rekrib Yaakov, who says you have to say Mitech HaKsav? It's not Psukim. And he says then, this was phenomenal to me, he says, Birchus Koyanim. You have a Koyanim? Birchus Koyanim. You say from a Ksav. Now you say from a Ksav. You're busy holding up your hands. He says, how can you say about that? Varam Shem Ksav? Teres is not Psukim, it's Birchus Koyanim. Now, interesting, the Poiskim say by Birchus Koyanim, they say that's why the shots interzogs you, and that's why it's not called Balpeh. And he should be saying it from a Siddur. Alfvarm Shabaksav, Yetar Shalom Rupe. Rabbi Yaakov wants to say, Sai by Mikra Bikurim, and Sai by Birchus Koyanim also. It's not Psukei Toyer, it's a Ber Bifnei Atzma. What? That's what he says, yeah. I don't know, I'm assuming, yeah. Otherwise, yeah. Or maybe, again, maybe, well, that's maybe if it wasn't covered by the talus, maybe there was like a big, screen with the words, you know, coming through. Chavos Nesh. It says he's supposed to bring the Bikurim Besamta Batene. You know, the Rambam writes that really the minimum of Bikurim is one pri. You go in the beginning and you see the first pri and you tie it with a gemi, with a red string. But the Rambam says that there's a shir, midrabanon echot mishishim, 1/60. That's interesting. It's not so much. How much is 1/60? A little bit less than 2%, right? 1.6% better. 1/60. So people think, okay, a small amount. How much is truma? Midaraisa ikaradin? Chita achas pateresa sakri? Midrabanon, they were misakin. 1/50, 2%. Okay, so the result of the Rambam, my bikurim, 1/60. It's a pella otzum. What if you have a guy, very, very wealthy fellow in the Galil, he has huge amount of sabbath, tens and thousands of kilo of produce. He has to bring 1/60 of that. You know how much that is? That's 500 kilo. 10,000, however many it is. So you look at me and says, what's in Maestris? Which Maestris? Maestris Shemi. Maestris Shemi is 10%. Yeah, but you can be paid it and you bring money in a bag or you send a wire with bitcoins, whatever, you work it out. Oh, but Bikurim is the fruit itself. You have to bring 1/60. 1/60 is a lot. Give me hundreds and hundreds of kilos. Guys, it's not at all. The Rabbana, it's a chit. But the Rambam says that the shir of Bikurim is Echad Mishishim. Interesting. But the remez of Echad Mishishim is Tene. The Samta Ba Tene. Tene is 60. Gematria. Tene. Tene is 60. But I saw this farm say also, a person has to learn Torah. And about he starts learning, he has Reishis Bikura of the first Torah that he learns, with a Gishmak. But eventually you have to learn, and then learn more, and then learn more, and do chazara, but learn more, and have sheifis, and eventually v'samta b'tena, all 60 mesechtes, tena is 60. Person wants to be a goyin is gematria 60. You want to be a goyin? Put everything into the tena. Not just you say, an iluyish, a svara, and a tifazaf. You have to be, put all the 60 mesechtes. There are 60 mesechtes, the emesis, we've talked about this many times. There's not exactly 60 mesechtes, there's a little bit more. You have to put the bavas together, and maybe we said Sanhedrin Amakis is one mesechta. Don't overdo these things, because then you'll end up with 57 mesechtas. Don't cut out all the drusim, you'll end up with 63. Work it out, there are 60 mesechtas. You put them in the tenet. According to many of the cheshbonis, it's taka half and half. Zroi Moid Noshim has 30 mesechtas. Kachin Nezik and Tyrus has 30 mesechtas. Make sure you put all of them into the tenet. Rav Chaim Kanievsky used to have, I think it's printed up, he used to have a bechina on Shas. Someone said, I'm on Shas. I know the 60 mesechtas. He had 10 questions, 600 questions, it says, 10 questions on each mesechta. The chap was that the 10 questions that he had were questions about the mesechta, but that the answer is not in that mesechta, it's somewhere else. Harei Divri Torah, Kula Mechubara Mahadodi. He had a tenet of 600 questions, 10 questions on each Masechta, that the Teretz Shaboy is not in the Masechta Milman, about the topic of the Masechta, somewhere else. But he had it all in his tenet. He put it all in the basket. It's very interesting. The Gemara says, in Baba Kama, a whole block there, in Daf Tzadi Beis, it goes through a whole bunch of Hani the Amri Inshi, Milsa the Amri Inshi, all kind of quotable quotes that people would say, Chazal bring this, and they bring a smach, either from a brayso or from a pasuk, why people say this. And one of them, it's a whole list, the Gemara goes through this. Basar anya azla aniyusi. Poverty goes after the poor. So the rich get richer, the poverty goes with the poor. It says, Ashila. Zok the Gemara, where's the makar? It's a Milsa the Amri Inshi. Anya basar anya azli. Where's the makar? Again, part of a series of quotable quotes. Mishnah Bikurim. Because the Mishnah brings in Bikurim, Paragimel Mishnah Ches, the rich people would come bring the Bikurim in baskets of gold and silver, and they would bring it to the Kohen. The Kohen would take out the fruits and return the basket to the Ashik. And the Ani, come, he brings it in a little wicker basket, made out of Sali Neutrum, a woven basket, and the Kohen would take the basket and keep it. The Ani didn't even get his basket back. The poor guy, a few kopekas, he paid for the basket, he doesn't even get the basket back. I say, look, the Gemara. But what's Takin Pshat? What's Takin Pshat that the rich guy gets his basket back and the poor guy not? So I heard a Pshat from Aaron Bakst. He says, very interesting. He says, the rich guy brings a whole bunch of mechubadik of fruits and you're allowed to add, he said, it's not lav nafka, only one pri, and he would fill up the basket with a whole meshubadik of oifen. And when the kohen would come, he'd bring it to the kohen. There's nothing to bring it to the kohen. It's not very important. You have to go, it's a chelik, you have to bring it to the mizbeach. There's a din vihinachtoi. Either mamish touching the mizbeach or on the ritzpa next to the mizbeach, there's a shayla exactly what together is, but there's a din of hanocha, it's a chelik of the process, and then there's a din of mikra in front of the kohen. Kohanim, by the way, also bring bikurim. Now I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emunah, he's misupik. When the kohen does mikra bikurim, does there have to be another kohen there that he has to do the mikra lefnei the kohen, or he could, when he doesn't see him, can he do the mikra? Is the kohen alein is the kohen, or you need another kohen? It's misupik. Tell it now. It's not an earlier Rishonim where a friend talk about it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says misupik. You need another kohen. I would have thought someone would have cleared the shayla already, but that's what he clears in Derech Emunah, if you need a different kohen. But again, it's part of this process, you're bringing it in. So you bring it to the kohen, so he says, getting back, Rabbi Aaron Bach says, he says, the rich guy would, you want to see all the fancy stuff that he put in, you could put some pineapples and also all kind of other things. Besides Shemes Minim, you're allowed to have Iture, Bikurim, other favors. You take it all out, it's a whole Mechabedik Amayim, you Mechabed, what he did. The poor guy, Kam, he has a Te'ena and a Rimon, and it's a basket. What does he fill the basket first with 90% with paper, just to be, just looks, get for popcorn, I don't know, just to get filled up. You can just start empty gas, it's going to be Bezioinus for him. So you just take the whole basket and you don't return it to him. And Anoichi Akotan, I'm Moisef, and if there's a rich guy who did that shtick and filled it up with paper, so Zolo Kumim Bezioinus, when we empty it out, we should see that that's what he did. Give him his silver basket back, but show him what he did. The Mishnah says in Megillah, Kol Hayoin Kosher Lemikra Megillah. And then, after it says, Kol Hayoin Kosher Lemikra Megillah, it continues, the Kol Hayoin Kosher, and it gives a long list of mitzvahs, shofar, and a list of about a dozen more things, mitzvahs that are noyeg by yoyim, that you're allowed to do it the entire day. Lulav. The riff is goyris over there, among the things that could be done by day, and only by day, but the entire day. Vidoy Bikurim. Once again, Vidoy Bikurim. It's not our gersa, but the riff's gersa is, and we talked about it before, that it's not called Mikra Bikurim, it's called Vidoy Bikurim. The riff is goyris, Vidoy Bikurim. Now, without that gersa, like the Olam has the idea, you could bring Bikurim at night. Someone knows. There's a Mishnah about it, says someone. Bikurim has to be dafka by day. Shasant, I saw it as a medrash plea. It says, Higarati hayoyim l'shem alikecha, bayoyim v'loy v'layla. It's a drosha. So I saw a medrash put down, an obscure medrash. Higarati hayoyim l'shem alikecha, bayoyim v'loy v'layla. Maybe that's the makar for the riff. But upon him, like the riff in the Mishnah Megillah, Vida Bikurim is bayoyim. Frekt Rab Kveger, frekt Turi Evin, frekt Nachroinim. The Mishnah says in Bikurim that Noshim may be the Eni Kaira. Noshim bring Bikurim, but they don't do Mikra Bikurim. They only do Hava. Why? Because they can't do Mikra Bikurim because Hadama Shanasatli, they don't have the Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. But Havas Bikurim they do. Why are Noshim Chayiv B'chlal? And why do you need a meat of Hadama Shanasatli? Vidui Bikurim is only by Yoyim. It's Zman Grama. And even if you want to say Mikra Bikurim doesn't need Yoyim, but by default, Mikra Bikurim needs to be by Yoyim because if you're a maybe the Kairinik, you have to do it by Yoyim to do the Mikra. So it should be considered as man grandma's death. Then they add another kasha. The Mishnah says also, Me'atzeres ad Sukkis, from Shavuos until Sukkis, may be v'koyre. After Sukkis, you don't do mikra bikurim anymore. From Sukkis till Chanukah, may be v'eni koyre. After Chanukah, b'chalal mat. It's vayter, it's man grandma. Havo is only from Shavuos till Chanukah. Mikra is only from Shavuos till Sukkis. So a double kasha, quadruple kasha, betzim. Havo as bikurim should be as man grandma, because it's only till Chanukah. Havas Bikurim should be as man grama because it's only by Yoin by default because of the Mikra. Mikra should be as man grama because Dafka by Yoin. And Mikra should be as man grama Nachamol because from Shavuos to Sukkos. And the Mishnah's before not like that. The Mishnah's before, first of all, maybe, that we don't say they're Potter. They're not Potter. It's not considered as man grama. And even the Ve'enai Kairi, but why Ve'enai Kairi? Ve'enai Kairi because they don't say Adam Asher Asafim. Typically because it's man grama. You have to know what to do with these kashas. Another minyan of Bikurim, Mazayin Anachim Bikurim, but the Mishnah says, interesting, Kol Bali Umnis Shabir Shalayim, how you aimed them with name, maybe Bikurim, the Shalim, the Shalim, Machainu, Anchi, I'm not complaining, Bossam Shalim. The Mishnah says that when the people would come to bring Bikurim, everyone would stand up for them. And from here you see a smach, the Bartanur Athanort says it, and it's before in many Makaris, the Gemara Kedushin, that when someone comes to do a mitzvah, you stand up for him. Even in the middle of Malach, you stand up, someone's doing a mitzvah. The Bartanur says that's why we stand up by a bris milah. When the kvat is bringing the baby and bringing him to do a mitzvah. So we're standing up. Is the mitzvah going to be done? He doesn't bring to stand up by a chuppah. I don't know. Everyone starts standing up. I always know one guy that like sits. But you're supposed to stand for the oisei mitzvah. So I saw an interesting chiddush. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, I don't know if this is an emesliyaka, but I heard this. It's brought down, you're supposed to stand up by Vayivarach David during Pesukah de Zimra. By Vayivarach David, we stand up. He says, why do you stand by Vayivarach David? Okay, yes, let's say, by Yisrach, we stand. Some things you stand, some things you stand. Vayivarach David, we stand, okay. He says, no, he says, it's brought down by Vayivarach David, you're supposed to give tzedakah. The gabbai comes around for the tzedakah. He's doing the mitzvah, you say mitzvah, you're standing up for the gabbai. He's coming around collecting tzedakah, you stand up for the gabbai. That's the amid of Vayivarach David. So they asked him, what about Shabbos? On Shabbos, so Yeshayim and Taki, you don't understand. Yeshayim and like plug. Shalai lahavchen. I don't know. So I was thinking, in Chevron Yeshiva, the minhag is they only say Ladover Hashem Oyri by Shachris, and everyone tumbles about it. What's the thing? They don't say, but it's a whole Chevron is a whole thing. You have in the Shliboch, a guy is walking out after Mincha, and someone says Ladover. He says, you know, it's a Chashkenas. That same guy after Meirev is running out. You tell him Ladover. This is far. Then by Shacharis, he says, I'm a grunik. It's always there. But in Chevron, they only say by day. So I still wrote down someone to say, what's the zikne yeshiva? What's the taich? Because it's not so posh you say Tanakh by night. It's a machloikis. And then it says a shayla, what's the shah to say the David by Meir at night? So, and therefore, they didn't want to get involved in that issue, so they only say the David by Shacharis. So they asked him, what's about Lel Shabbos? Lel Shabbos, for sure you could say Tanakh. And Lel Shishi also. So the shaila is if you have the same like plug as the Vayivarach David over here. Let's face it. It's a two stop. You have the whole sugya of the avonim by Har Grizim and Har Eval and the brachas and the klalas and then bringing the avonim, which on these avonim they wrote kol haTorah kula. So Machlokes Rishayim, what exactly was written on these Avonim? The Ibn Ezra brings, the Ramban brings from the Ibn Ezra, who brings from Rav Saadia Gaon. Avadi, you can't write the whole Torah from Bereishis till Le'ena Kol Yisrael on a stone. It means it was the Kitzur of the Taryag Mitzvahs, a Tamsis of the Mitzvahs. But the Ramban brings, no, he brings from a day, they know, that they wrote the entire from Bereishis at Le'ena Kol Yisrael. He says either it was very, very big stones, or it was an ace. I was thinking, you know, nowadays on a computer, it's a tell how it works, but there's layers, you know, there's like windows, you know, you could have, well, with technology, you could have a lot. You could have more machzik as samaruga. Call it an ace, don't call it an ace, whatever it is, but this is amatzius. So I want to say that on the Avonim also, they were able to put, they were very technologically advanced. Someone says, no, but that's only with technology. If you have old stuff from the 80s, you can't have technology in it. Yeah, it can't just explode like that. But the pshat is no, I want to say they were even more technological. You're saying, I don't understand it. So in the 80s, they wouldn't have understood this either. There was a Pella, the same way you could have on a computer screen, called Tarakula. On the Avonim, they would ever have to call Tarakula. It's a third mouth. And Aban says two mouths, either Avonim, Gedoyla, Ma'oid, or Nes. I'm suggesting another pshat. There was a way to have all the called Tarakula. In the Stone Age, you don't understand it. They understood it even then. They were able to do it. Akasha from Isa. The Abarbanel writes that the gather of these Avonim, though, that it has the whole Torah, he says, it was me'en a musik of a mezuzah. We know that in the shahr, in every bias,
we put on a cloth of oyer, of the Nehemiah Torah, we put two parshas, Shema and Golim Shemoya. Here it's the Knesset, not to a house, the Eretz Yisrael, a very big mezuzah. A mezuzah made out of stone. We call it the Rukul on it, but it's a musig of mezuzah. And Avad, they wrote, not only they wrote the Torah, they wrote the Torah in Shivim Lashon. The cost of all of us called the Torah, Shivim Lashon, Shenemer, Bayer, Hetev. The Marsha says, because Hetev is Gematria 70. I mean, Hetev is not Gematria 70. Hetev is Gematria 26, but you have to do it Nachman style, right? Hey, Hey Yud, Hey Yud Tes, Hey Yud Tes Beis, all together. As is Zok Marsha in Saita is Gematria Shivim. So you had all Shivim Lashon on the Avonim, and that was the point of these Avonim, was to put the whole Torah. But then you had the system of saying the Brachas on the Klolos, on Hagrizim and Harevel. In Ken Zayin, and it's not a coincidence that we read this, that we were laying this right before Rosh Hashanah, the concept of Hagrizim and Harevel, we have to understand, Rosh Hashanah was Brias Adam Arishayim, who mitchila, the Ra and the Toiv, was very clear cut and defined, and it wasn't a part of him, but the Eitz Hadas, Toiv Ra, so then it became a part of him, and then there's Yerbuvia, and we have to do tshuva and clean ourselves and connect back again. But the nekuda is Hagrizim and Harevel, by entering Eretz Yisrael, was again bringing this nekuda. The Ra is Ra, the Toiv is Toiv, to separate, to have a clarity of that it's not Berbuvia. That was the nekuda of what we were telling Avek, which Agansur has to be like that, but certainly in the great Tzutaka, for Nachamu, for Hayayim Arsailim, for that cycle, to have very clear what's Ra, what's Toiv, and no in between gray area mix up people.